Lord, we bless you. We give all the glory, Son of the living God. Thank you for your presence in our midst. You said where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are. Lord, we appreciate your presence in our midst. Thank you for coming unto us this evening, Lord. We bless you. Thank you, Lord of glory, as you guide us through the word of life, as you help us to know you more and more. Thank you, Lord of glory, for grace to rightly divide your word. Lord, I humble myself. I'm but a child. Lord Jesus, I thank you as you speak through me in the name of Jesus. And we all hear your word, including my very person, Lord. Lord, we give all the glory. Thank you for the revelation knowledge of your glory pouring forth upon us all in this place tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you for you for the light of your word shining into our hearts from your glory. Thank you, Lord of glory, that we will know you and believe, Lord of glory, and will receive grace to do in the name of Jesus. Thank you for great and mighty things in our lives that you are already pouring forth upon us. Your spirit of wisdom, knowledge, understanding, power and might, counsel and fear of God. Thank you in the name of Jesus that we drink more and more of the river of your spirit in this place. For your kingdom is of righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. We receive more and more of you, Lord of glory, even as we hear the word of life. Lord, we give all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. And everyone says amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Please let's open once more to Psalm 57, verse 2. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Psalm 57, verse 2. Please let's read it together. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. Let's go again. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. Let's go again. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. In Jesus' name, amen. And so, you see again, I will cry. Each one of us, we will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for us. In other words, we have to understand in times, in every situation of life, we have to learn. We have to learn to look to God, to cry out to God for help. And that's why the scripture says in Psalm 121 that I will look unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. And so again, God gave us his Son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And so we see God gave us his Son to help us. To help us. And he started helping us by raising us up in himself. He raised us up in himself. We thank God. We are the living, living. He has raised us up in himself. And that's not the end of the help. The scripture says here again, I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. So he's to help us with all the problems of life. He is to help us with all the difficulties of life. He is to help us to live life. He is to help us with everything in life. He is to help us to live days of heaven on earth. That is why God gave us his Son. And so if we are going through tough times, we are going through things that are contrary to us, the wisdom of God is that we cry out unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for us. And that's why he gave us Jesus, the Son of God. He's God, the Son, for us to look to him, for us to cry out to him for help. He's the helper of we, the helpless. He's the help given to us. God set him upon Mount Zion so that we can look unto Jesus. We can look unto him, the author and the finisher of our faith. We look unto him by faith to help us. He is the stone set upon Mount Zion so that when we believe in him, we receive help. This we have to know, that any problems of life, no matter the nature, we as sons of God in Christ Jesus, we have to cultivate the divine habit of looking unto Jesus, of crying out to him in prayer, asking him to help us. We have to start realizing that in Christ is our help. He is the one set upon Mount Zion to help us. Haven't you heard? Upon Mount Zion there is what? Deliverance and holiness. The house of Jacob possesses their possessions. In other words, all the divine plans, every help in every situation we are to possess. Those are our possessions. Days of heaven and earth is our possession. The will of God to be done in our lives is part of our divine possessions. It's part of all the spiritual gift given to us through Christ Jesus, and that is available in Christ Jesus. We have to learn as believers, Christians, born again, to look unto Jesus for our help. And so, I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. And we thank God that our God has a name. Please, let's open to Psalm 44. Let's look at verses 4 and 5. We will realize that the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth given to us is the name of our everlasting Father, the Son of God, whom God has sent to help us. We have to understand that the name of Jesus is the name of our helper. The name of Jesus Christ is the name of the Son of God. It's not just the name of any other person. No, the name of the Son of God, who has been given to us to help us. Remember, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He didn't just give us an angel or any other person. He gave us his Son, God the Son. And the name of the Son of God given to you and I is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God. And so the God who performs all things for us has a name. His name is Jesus. Please, let's look at Psalm 44. Verses 4 and 5. Please, let's go. Thou art my King, O God. Command deliverances for Jacob. Through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. Let's take it again. Thou art my King, O God. Command deliverances for Jacob. Through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. In Jesus' name, amen. And so again, you see, in Psalm 2, the Father said he has set his King, his Son, the King, upon Mount Zion to sit at his right hand. And so again, you see, the King, the one Jesus set upon Mount Zion, that we can have deliverance and holiness, and then possess our possessions in him. Look at verse 5. Through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. So you see, through thee, and that thee, the Son of God, has a name. Through thy name will we tread them under. So we must never forget the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Remember, we are gathered in his name. And he says, where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is. We have to understand the person of the Son of God has a name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And look at verse 4. Thou art my King, O God. Command deliverances for Jacob. You can see deliverances from all the afflictions of life, from all the troubles of life, no matter the nature, no matter the situation, deliverances are available in the Son of God, who has been given to us to help us to perform all things for us, to help us to live on the face of the earth as he lived successfully. And so he will perform all things for us. He will deliver us. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord God delivers him from them all. So we have to cultivate the divine habit of looking unto Jesus, calling on him in truth to help us. Let's open to Psalm 145. We will see. It's not just crying tears. No, that is flesh. But it is according to the word of himself. Let's look at Psalm 145. Let's zero down to from verse 17, let's go. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry, and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Amen and amen. See again, the Lord, and then his holy name. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Messiah given to you and I to help us. But look at, the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. Verse 18. That is to tell you, here in our midst, he says, where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is. And so, as he is in our midst, he expects us to call on him according to truth, using scriptures. If we have any trouble of life, we are to search the scriptures. Allow the Holy Ghost to help us to search for the appropriate scriptures that we can use to call on him. Remember, the word of God is truth. Sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth. Another word for the word of God and truth is the scriptures, the holy scriptures. So we search the scriptures, the Bible. We search it and look for the appropriate scripture under the guidance of the Holy Ghost. And we use those scriptures in the name of Jesus back to the owner of the name who is in our midst. If it's time to pray and we're just praying, you know, without scriptures, we're not calling on him in truth. And if we don't really understand the person of the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, it will also not work, because we're just quoting the scriptures. We have no belief in that name. We have to understand that the name Jesus Christ is associated and is the name of the Son of God. For only God can help us. Remember, we read that Psalm 57. It says, I will cry out unto God. It did not say, I will cry out unto pastor, unto a big person, unto an army general, or to the human president, or the government. It says, I will cry out unto God. And you have to understand, it is God who performs all things. Power belongs to God. And so, I will cry out unto God who performs all things for me. And the name of God given to you and I is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He is the same glory as of his Father. And so his Father sent his glory to help us. And the glory of the Father's name is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And so he will perform all things for us. Remember, with God, all things are what? Possible. And then power, all power. Once has he spoken, twice have I heard, that power belongs to God. And so Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We have to continue to search the scriptures to understand that the person of Jesus Christ is as the Son of God. We have to know Jesus Christ is the name of the Son of God, not the name of somebody. No, it is the name of the Son of God. And you have to know that power belongs to God. God does all things. He has the glory of God. He does all things. And so we have to search the scriptures to understand the person of Jesus, to see what he hath done before his days in the earthen vessel, before he was made manifest in the flesh. You see in the Old Testament, Jesus the Lord spoken of, he was in the spirit then, not yet manifest, but he was already working, creating the heavens and the earth, helping, being a friend to Father Abraham, walking with Noah, going in the garden with Adam and Eve, because his Father handed over all things to him. And his glory, he himself is the glory of God. The Father gave him his glory again. And so you see the burning lamp and the pillar of fire. So he was the one doing all things in the old. He was the one spoken of to be made manifest and to do all the things he had been doing in the old, so as to be able to identify him that is the Son of God. All what he did in the old is the work of God. That's what God does. That is the power of God in manifestation. How he divided the Red Sea, the walls of Jericho came down, how he defeated the armies that came against Israel. That is how God does. That is godliness in manifestation. That is the work of God. Only God does such things. Parting the Red Sea, making way where there seemed to be no way, feeding millions. Only God will preserve. Only God does godly things. And so that is why you have to understand the name Jesus Christ is as the Son of God. It's not just any name. No, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He performs all things. And he is the one to come to perform all things for them in his days in the earthen vessel. They were expecting the Messiah, who is the Son of God, to do exactly as the scriptures says he had been doing and will do. And so they knew the Messiah would solve their problems. They had problems with sickness, devil possessions, all sorts of things, and the Lord helped them. And Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is now out of the earthen vessel, but he still does the same things. Everything the scripture says he did before he was made manifest. And when he was made manifest in the earthen vessel, and after he was made manifest, we see great things he was doing through the apostles. Is the same. Jesus is still doing all those things today. Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. He still does all these things. He's still the helper of the helpless. He's still in the business of helping you and I. Please let's open to 1 John chapter 5. From verses 13 to 15, you will see a key there. The person we are all making a demand to help us, we have to know that he is the Son of God. For only God has power to help us. We have to understand this very important thing concerning Jesus. If you believe in Jesus, the Son of God, you will know that Jesus, the Son of God, does godly things. He does exactly as his Father. The scripture is quite clear. Everything the Father does, so does he. So we know, according as it is written, that Jesus, he does godly things. Everything the Father does, so does the Son. And so when we come before him as he's in our presence, we have to have it in our heart that this is the Son of God. This is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. This is God the Son, named Jesus Christ. We have not come to a human being, because when we say human being, we know ourselves. We have realms of limitations. We can't do anything. Even the breath that we are breathing is the work of Christ. And so we know our limitations. When we think Christ is like us, we won't have that faith to ask him for the impossible things. But when we search the scriptures and we're able to identify under the guardians of the Holy Ghost that Jesus, the Lord of the Old Testament, that is Jesus, the Son of God. And so the Lord in the New, that is Jesus, the Son of God. Not a human being, no, but the Son of God, God the Son. And we see the godly things he has been doing. Then faith in him, faith to ask him according to his word, rises. And we know that when we ask by faith, that faith is the evidence that we believe that he is the Son of God, and that with him all things are possible, that he's able to help us, and he has the power to help us. Amen and amen. And he's willing to help us. That's one thing about God. God the Son, He's willing to help us. He came not for himself, but to help you and I. Please, let's read 1 John chapter 5. Let's first take verse 4 and 5. Please, let's go. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So you see already the words of our victory over the problems of life is already spoken. We are born again. We overcome the world. We are born of God. For born again are born by the Spirit and the Word of God. You and I, we are the just. So we are already victorious. We overcome the world. No matter the situations of life, we overcome the world even by our faith. Our faith in who? The Son of God. Look at verse 5. Please, let's read it together. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? See a great key. We have to believe, searching the scriptures, making us to understand that Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the Son of God. The glory of the Father, his name is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The same glory. God brought forth himself from within himself. He did a divine duplicate of himself. And so we have to believe what God is saying concerning Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That everything the Father is, so is the Son. And so all what the Father can do and does he. So Jesus Christ, the Jesus we're praying to, the Jesus in our midst, is the Son of God. And so that belief, because only God does all the things we see in the scriptures, right from Genesis, only God is the creator. You have to understand. Only God do things like that. And so the Son of God, Jesus Christ, is God. The same as his Father. The glory of the Father is in him and is he. And so again, who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? So you have to allow your belief in the name of Jesus to extend to the truth that the bearer of that name is the Son of God. You have to see him as the Lord doing divine things, supernatural things. You have to believe that he is the power of God. He can do all things. With him, nothing is what? Impossible. Please, let's drop down to verse 13 to 15. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Let's take that verse 13 again. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Note a key. You believe on the name of the Son of God. So, see a key. The person we believe in is the Son of God first and foremost, and his name is Jesus Christ. The person we believe in, the one God gave to us, is his Son, the Son of God. So he is with the glory of God. He can do everything his Father does. And his name is Jesus. So we can't say we believe in the name of Jesus and then, oh, he's not the Son of God. No, it won't work. No, it won't work. Because then we will receive nothing from that name. For in not believing the name with the fact and truth that he's the Son of God, we are saying we don't believe he's the Son of God. We're saying we don't believe he has power to help us. And so again, verse 13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. It's quite profound, it's quite important. For if you look at that verse 5 again, who is he that overcometh the world but he that believe that Jesus is the Son of God? So you have to. You cannot separate the name Jesus Christ from the truth that he is the Son of God. And you cannot separate the Son of God from his name Jesus Christ. For his name is according to his Father God, Jehovah saves. He is of God. And so you can see the belief on the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, links with this is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. In other words, when we believe on Jesus, the Son of God, and we pray to him as Jesus, the Son of God, knowing that he's able to help us, for he has power, he is God, he can do all things, knowing that he can do all things, and he does all things, and that he loves us, and he will never fail to help us because we are praying in line with truth, the will of God, according to the word of himself. For the same Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is truth. He is the word of God. He will surely perform. We know we have that help. We know we'll be helped. We know in every situation of life, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, will help us. We know most assuredly all of our days on the face of the earth, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, will always help us. For he performs all things for us. And so, you see, throughout the Old Testament, the pointer to the help given to us, to the one who will help us in every situation of life, is quite clear. We have seen it in scriptures. We looked at Psalm 57, verse 2, Psalm 44, verses 4 to 5, and we looked at Psalm 145 from verse 17 downwards. We see the scriptures already telling you and I, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, will perform all things for us. He will help us. He is the helper of we, the helpless. Only believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Search the scriptures so that you will understand the person of Christ. You will put your trust in him. Please let's open to 1 Peter chapter 2 and let's see you and I, we are to come to Christ. Remember, Psalm 2 says, the Father says he should sit at his right side on his holy mountain. He has set him, his son, who is king. And then we also saw that upon Mount Zion, him that is set there, upon Mount Zion, there is what? Deliverance and holiness. And the house of Jacob possesses their possession. So him who is set upon Mount Zion, upon the Father himself, is our help. He is the rock of ages. He's the one we have to look to. I look unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. And that's the person set upon Mount Zion. Remember, Daniel saw the great mountain bringing forth a stone or a rock. And that rock or stone crushed in pieces all the kingdoms of the world. And then that rock or stone grew to be a mighty mountain, just like the Father, telling us the origin of the person whom the Father says, sit at my right hand side till I make your enemies your footstool. Telling us the person whom the Father said, I have set my king upon my holy mountain, the Son of God. And so you can see, it is that rock we have to look to. And it is the same Christ, the rock of ages. Rock signifying that he is filled with all the power of God. Power to help us in the desert, when a whole nation lacked water, he brought forth water from himself for them. And so you see the person always telling us to look to Jesus. All over the scriptures, it's quite clear. He is the Lord. They knew the Lord of the Old Testament will be made manifest in the flesh. And so they called him Lord. They knew he would help them. All the sick, everyone gravitated to him, making demand of him for help. And that is what the Lord expects us to also make that demand. Ask him for help. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Please, are we in 1 Peter chapter 2? Let's read verse 6. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. The Amplified Version says, will not be put to shame or disappointed. In other words, he that believeth on the rock, Jesus, the Son of God. If you believe, he is set, the stone of Israel, to help you and I in every area of our lives. We have to cultivate that habit of looking to him. And how can we do that? Unless we search the scriptures, keep hearing daily so as to know him. For you see a great key, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded, shall not be disappointed, shall not be put to shame in the midst of the troubles of life. When you believe on him, the stone set upon Mount Zion to help us, when we believe on him, we will not be put to shame. The troubles of life will not overcome us. We will be the overcomers in Christ Jesus. He will help us. He will sort us out. He will supply His strength. He will help us. And we see a great key. And so again, believe, believe. Please, let's open to Hebrews chapter 11. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, let's go. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Let's go again. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. In Jesus' name, amen. And so again, He is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. God the Son. We have to believe the scriptures that He is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And that He is. And that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. If you seek Him for help, remember that Syrophoenician woman, she was crying after Him for help. Son of God, help me. Son of David, help me. And she was not even a covenant child, but she believed. Everybody all over the earth were waiting for the Son of God, the Messiah, to come. And so she was crying after Him. Even when Jesus said, we do not give the children's bread to dogs, because she believed only He can help. He is God. She said, even the dogs, they eat crumbs from the master's from the children's table. And Jesus said, go thy way. Your daughter is free. Your faith has made her whole. Your faith has set her free because of what you have said, showing faith in the heart. And it's the same thing too. Let us be tenacious like that woman. No matter the words spoken to her, in quote, that she's dog, she still pursued Him. No matter how the disciples complained that she was making noise, she pursued Him because she has set her heart on the Son of God, that this is the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Everything is possible with them that believe on Jesus. And it's the same thing too. We have to be tenacious. Let's start carrying our troubles to Jesus. I'm telling you, He will sort us out. Let's give Him all the glory. Amen and amen. Our Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let's open to Hebrews chapter 4 from verse 14. See, we have to learn to always come to Jesus. When we come to church, we have come to Jesus because we are always gathered in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and He has power, grace in abundance to help us with all the troubles of life. Hebrews chapter 4, please let's take it from verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of trouble, in time of need. In other words, we come to him believing. He is the Son of God. See again here, Jesus, the Son of God. He has power. He is the one who performs all things. The one spoken in Psalm 57 verse 2, that he performs all things, that we come unto him, we cry out with the truth, pray in his name, and he will help us. He will always help us. He will always help us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's give him all the glory. Let's thank him for the word we have shared. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Thank you for the privilege to come before you and ask you for help. Thank you, Lord, that you are our everlasting Father. And our Lord Jesus will never withhold any good thing from us. We have to understand that. We have to start to trust in him. Lord, we bless you. Thank you. Thank you for your truth. Thank you for your word, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Thank you for your presence in our midst. For the Lord is that Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your presence in our midst. Thank you, Rock of Ages. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we give all the glory. We say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, King of Glory. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.